Should only be used when you are able to close your eyes and relax, never when you're driving. So what I want you to do is take a deep breath. And with every breath you take, with every word I say, you're going to relax more and more. You're going to go deeper and deeper into peace, deeper and deeper into happiness with every breath. And as you relax more and more, I want you to imagine, just dream, pretend that you're going on a little fantasy with me. And what we're going to do is we're going to go down an elevator, and with every floor, you're going to notice that your body becomes more relaxed. Your toes, the balls of your feet and your arches, your heels and your ankles, the calves of your legs and your knees, your thighs and your hips. With every breath, you go deeper and deeper into peace. Until all of a sudden, we're at the bottom of the elevator. Just as if we've gone down 10, 9, 8, 7, relaxing more and more. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And then you realize that your feet are completely relaxed. In fact, you don't know if your little toe or your earlobe is more relaxed. Is your pinky finger or your knee feeling better? But no matter what, as we open the door and go out of this elevator, you're going to go into a deep relaxation. And it feels right now as if you could do anything. Because everything that's been bothering you is gone. During this fantasy, you can be completely relaxed. And you open the door and you see that we are on a sandy hill. And there's steps going down to the beach. And with every step, you feel better. When you step on that first step, it lights up as red. And red is a color that reminds you, you have confidence. You have confidence. You're smart. And no one can say that you can't do anything you set your mind to. And you step at the next step, and it lights up as orange. And orange is a color that reminds you that all of your life, people have said, you're like this, or you're like that, or you're like old aunt so-and-so, or so-uncle. But right now, you're going to rip off all those labels that anybody has ever put on you. And instead, you're going to put your own labels on. And these labels are going to be that you are smart and you are powerful and you are kind and you are loving. You are good and you are funny and you are strong. You get to put on anything you want because this is your life. This is your body and you are going to make it the very best it can be. And you are going to be kinder and more loving and stronger and know who you are, this amazing, amazing human. There's only one person like you in the whole world. And you step on the next step and it lights up as yellow, and yellow is the color of joy and laughter and fun. And all of a sudden, you realize that life is joyful. Life is fun. And you're going to find that you're going to be laughing more and more. You're going to be kinder and gentler. You're going to be stronger. And you're going to be more sure of who you are. This amazing, amazing person of pure potential. Because your life is all in front of you. And you can create whatever it is that you desire, and you relax more and more. And then you realize that you, whenever you drink water, whenever you see water, whenever water touches you, whether you're washing your hands or taking a shower, whenever water touches you, inside or out, you're going to relax. And that's why it's so important that before these tests, you drink enough water for your brain to be able to work. And then you step down on the last piece of the beach, and you realize that you are a child of this universe. You are the beloved child of God. You are a child of wonder and magic. And you just feel good about yourself. You feel lighter and lighter, lighter and lighter, until all of a sudden, all of the stress, all of the worries, all of the cares that you've been dealing with, it feels like they're just slipping and sliding and dripping and dropping right off of your body. And you feel lighter and lighter. And you walk down to that beach, and you step in the water, and when you step in the water, that nice, warm water, you feel, just standing there, looking out, you feel as if all of the things that no longer serve you, any of the labels, any of the fears, any of the criticisms, it's like they're all coming out of the bottom of your feet. And your body being filled up with the wonder and curiosity, the kindness and joy that's you. And then you go and sit down on this beach chair. And you relax. And your toes relax and the balls of your feet and your arches, your heels and your ankles. The calves of your legs and your knees, your thighs and your hips. The small of your back and your stomach muscles, your upper back and your chest. The muscles in your shoulders, your arms, your hands, and your fingers. Relaxing more and more, more and more. And you go deeper and deeper into peace. And what I'd like you to do is, as you're sitting in that chair, you can imagine that you've just finished this test and you're confident that you did a good job. You can imagine that the test is already over and you're looking at your scores and you did much better than you even thought. And you relax more and more. And as you sink in deeper into this fantasy, nothing disturbs you, nothing bothers you. You relax deeper into each breath, relaxing more at the sound of my voice, deeper into relaxation as I suggest something about color. If I say the color red, you can imagine the color red. Maybe something as simple as nail polish. Now, maybe you want to put some red nail polish on one of your fingers. Maybe your pinky finger. And every time you look down at that pinky finger and see that color red, you're going to remember that you are confident. That red color, just like a stop sign, is going to stop any negative thoughts because you got this. You are changing and scrubbing off any labels that are stuck to you that are negative because they're not true. You are young, you are strong, you are smart. You are kind and you are loving. And you have been preparing for the future since you started kindergarten. You have been learning for this test since you were in kindergarten. You think to yourself, I got this. Every class you ever took, every assignment you ever completed, it's all in your subconscious. Right now, as you listen to this recording, your subconscious is putting everything into files that are easily accessed. As you listen to this recording and you hold this special pencil in your hand, you realize how easy it will be when you take the math test to imagine the folder labeled math. You will let your mind focus on those 60 math questions, and you're going to be able to choose the correct answer. You have the ability to reason. Breathe easy. Breathing in confidence through your nose and letting stress out through your mouth. Think to yourself, I got this. If at any time you feel uneasy, you look at the eraser of your special pencil and you relax. You take a little smell of that special pencil and you relax. Because the information moves from the file labeled math in your subconscious, the one that you have been learning forever, and down your arm, down the pencil, and onto the paper. There is nothing in the past, the present, or in the future that can stand in the way of your dreams. You move confidently and calmly through the test. You'll be aware of any trick answers as you read each answer slowly, easily, and correctly. As you study, you hold this pencil because it is part of your hand, a part of the file, and it's connected to the file where all the answers are, the answers that you have been learning for the last 12 years. When you go to sleep at night, you imagine your brain organizing the files for your highest good, your highest benefit. Everything you know about fractions you learned in fourth grade. It's all there, and you've been preparing since you started school. It organizes the files when you sleep, when you study, when you listen to this recording. Whenever you touch this pencil, you imagine the correct answers moving from the file through your body, your hand, out this very special pencil. You understand. You are confident. You are intelligent. You are capable. And you are an effective test taker. And anything else was just a false label. You are getting better and better every day in every way. You got this. You know, if there was a label on a penicillin bottle, but it had, instead of penicillin, it had a skull and crossbones, nobody would use that penicillin because you'd be afraid of it. And that's what happens with false labels. When you accept a label as something that someone has told you that you are, you don't reach your full potential. So rip them off. Put your own labels on. You are confident. You are strong. You are kind. You are loving. And you are powerful. And you feel better and better. Now, the English test is 75 questions, and you pick the best answer as you move confidently, smoothly, just like the waves bringing in joy and taking away stress. Breathing smooth and easy. If you feel any stress, you're going to raise your shoulders up and let them down. Raise your shoulders up and let them down. Take a deep breath. Feeling relaxed. Feeling good. Positive that you have the answers in the file named English. You have learned thousands of things in all the English classes you have taken since you started school. And you will only be asked 75 questions out of those thousands that you know. Everything you have learned is in your file. And every time you touch this special pencil, you know you can access any information you desire because you're getting rid of the labels and accepting the fact that you are intelligent. You're accepting the suggestion and the fact that you are intelligent, or you wouldn't even be taking this test. Your mind is organized, clear, and you are determined to do your best. Your best is all anybody can ask of you. Your best is good enough. You got this. The reading test is only 40 questions. Think of all you have read since you first read those very first words. All this test really is for is to see if you can concentrate and comprehend. You do this every day. When you drive a car, play a sport, play a video game, listen to a friend, You will go into that zone as you read the piece they give you. That's all that matters, is that piece. No matter what it is, you will be interested. And when you breathe in, you feel centered. When you breathe out, you let go of anything you no longer need. The words and the thoughts you need seem to jump out at you. You got this. Because when you feel the answers moving from your brain down your hand, the pencil, the paper, you know there's nothing that can stand in your way. You say to yourself, I got this. The science test is only 40 questions, and it shows that you can solve problems. By the time you have reached 16 years old, you've solved many problems. You know how to solve problems. That's not even an issue. You know how to evaluate a situation and move forward to solve this problem. You move forward quickly and efficiently to finish these questions correctly. Your mind is alert and you miss nothing. As you work at a steady, relaxed pace, you got this. Before you know it, the 3 hours are over and you can imagine yourself finished and happy, knowing you are confident. Know you've done the best you can. And you've done a good job. And you feel good about it. Now, there are some breaks, and during those breaks, you're going to move your body. You're going to move around a little bit. You're going to get water because your brain needs water. Your test will be better if you drink water. You can have some of your almonds. You can smell the pencil eraser. And you're going to feel better and better. And with every thought, with every breath you take, you go deeper and deeper into peace, deeper and deeper into success, knowing who you are. You are a good test taker. You are confident. You are strong and kind and wonderful. You are just a whole bunch of possibilities. You are a success. And you got this. And then we start back towards the elevator, and with every step you take, you feel better. You feel stronger. You feel kinder and happier. You feel happier and happier, and know whatever it is you set your mind to, you can do. And you have all possibilities. The world is open to you. It doesn't matter what boulders you have to move. You will move it if it's something you want. Because you are unique and amazing. You got this. And then we start up the elevator. 1, 2, 3, and you feel better and better. You feel stronger and stronger. 4, 5, 6. You feel the power surging inside of you. You feel the kindness surging inside of you. Your strength, your uniqueness. And there's nothing from the past, the present, or ever to come in the future that can change who you are, confident and strong. And every time you listen to this, the files in your brain are organizing themselves. You know these answers. You know this. You've got this. And then we're at the top of the elevator. And you can choose to go to sleep and sleep a deep, 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 deep sleep all night long for the amount that you choose, or you can wake up with full energy. It's your choice, just like everything else. It is your choice to be happy. It is your choice to be confident. It is your choice to be who you're meant to be, who you are, your purpose in life.